Hi there, hi listeners, and welcome to a new episode of Worlds Collide, the podcast where I talk to people who moved abroad. I'm your host, Victoria, and of course I want to say thank you for always tuning in. I appreciate that so much. And before we start, I just wanted to ask you for a quick favor. So if you are a frequent listener on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, why don't you leave me a 5-star rating? if it's not too much to ask for, you could even write a little review why you like the podcast. That would be so appreciated because that would mean that my podcast would be more recognized through this whole maze of podcasts out there. And then, of course, don't forget to push the follow button in the corner of your app so you will always be notified when there is a new episode and you will never miss any. Isn't that nice? All right, so now just a brief introduction to today's episode. I have two guests, John and Monica, and they just moved a few weeks ago to Amsterdam. Monica has a business and therefore they got the DAFT visa. And we will talk about that a little bit more during our conversation. And so, yeah, listen how their first 6 weeks have been and why they decided to move there. So listen up, here it is. So my guests today are Monica and John. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good.
Yeah,
we biked through Amsterdam a bit today, which was nice.
Yeah, it was lovely. Got the real Dutch experience with the rain.
Oh,
wind,
yeah.
In our faces.
Yeah. Okay, so that answers already my question. Where are you guys calling from? So how long have you been in Amsterdam?
So we arrived on February 12th. So I guess today is April 2nd. So that would be a month and a few days. Yeah, a month and
wow,
a half.
Wow, so you're super new.
Super new.
Super yep. New. So how has it been so far?
Honestly, we love it. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, so far it's been great.
It's like, I hate to say that we have rose-colored glasses, but I think we do. It's like, it's so charming. We live in a kind of a more modern area, which is really ironic because we wanted to like get the old
sure.
world charm. But, yeah. You know, our apartment's quite modern, which can be really nice. But like we're from the United States and we are just like enthralled with living here and like the ease of living in Europe. And we'll get into that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Where are you from in the U.S.?
So I'm from California originally, and then I moved to Portland, Oregon, which is on the West Coast, and that's where John's from. You're from Oregon.
Yeah. Okay. I grew up in Eugene, Oregon, and then moved to Portland for college.
Okay.
Yep. And then we met each other sometime later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So it's pretty far. It's like a 9-hour time difference. Mm-hmm. And
yep.
Yeah, it is the other side of the world, kind of.
Yes.
Yep.
But at least, like, I mean, Portland has charm. You know,
it's
like
it does.
You could have been, like, from, like, a complete different place, like, super new suburbia, which is only, like, 20 years old or something. So I feel like you're from a good place.
Yeah. Portland is – I do miss Portland. I loved it there.
Uh-huh.
I think John was a bit tired of it.
Yeah, I had been there. I had been there, what, 15 years?
Okay, I understand that.
I knew all the cracks in the sidewalk, as they say.
Yeah. So you were ready for a change?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that why you then applied for a job overseas? Or like, because how I understand it from that little tiny bit that I follow Monica on Instagram is like, John found a job abroad and that's why you guys moved.
No, that's not quite what happened. So we are applying. We're still in the process because it's taking a bit of time, but we're applying for the Dutch American Friendship Treaty Visa, which is the DAFT for short.
Uh-huh.
And so I have a business that I basically am starting here. It's technically already started. And I think it's I don't know if like other people know a lot about this visa because it's only for Americans, and I think other countries might do it too. Mm-hmm. But basically, you just start a business in the Netherlands, and then you can sponsor your partner, obviously, so they can come with you. John's looking for work here, but like, I mean, you're kind of looking for the right thing.
Yeah, I'm not in a hurry since I have my visa through her. So
right.
And I mean, like, okay, Amsterdam is a great place because you have probably many options.
Yeah,
seems like it.
Yeah. And what do you do, Monica? What is your business?
So I'm actually, I'm a writing coach, and I specialize in helping writers who need to overcome resistance. So like procrastination, perfectionism, like writer's block, the things that stop us from being creative. I specialize in helping people who struggle with that. Okay. I also specialize with people who are neurodiverse. So like working with people who have ADHD like I do.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about the visa, because I know there is something similar in the US, but then you need like an actual investment, like you have to buy some property or something. But that doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you can just work remotely and need an office.
Yeah. So for me, you just have to put in 4,500 euros into a Dutch bank account. Uh-huh. My tax advisor recommended doing 5,000 euros.
Sure.
And then, you know, you obviously have some like, you know, boring like bureaucracy stuff, like getting, you know, like your BSN appointment, which would be like a social security number here, right? Mm-hmm. And you just have a few other things like that. But overall, the process is quite simple. It's a relatively easy visa. You don't have to have like property. You don't have to like get an office. I did have to get like a virtual like mailbox for some reason. That's, I don't know if that's normal, but it was all relatively easy.
Okay. And then you get like the visa, and it's valid for how many years?
2 years. So you have 2 years, and then you can re-up it after 2 years. And then after that, you can apply for permanent residency.
Okay. All right. I mean, and first, I guess you just see how it goes, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I think we're still figuring out what we want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to stay here or not. I imagine we'll probably want to. Mm-hmm. The one nice thing is that I have Italian citizenship, or not Italian citizenship. I have Italian ancestry.
Okay.
And so I'm actually working on getting Italian citizenship through Ancestry. Sure. But it's going to take like a really long time.
Yeah. I had an episode about this actually. My guest, she's working for, or her company is actually to help people to get that paperwork done, because like all of the name changes from your ancestors. She said like Giuseppe turns into John, so it's like you're eye rolling. I can see
it's just such a pain in the butt. Like my ancestor like was born Ricardo and then like just changed his name to Richard when he went to the US. And we have to do all these like, you know, all this different stuff to like prove that it's just a whole thing.
Yeah, I guess it's a long process with lots of like paperwork.
Yes. So eventually I'll get that passport, but he'll have to learn Italian to get his.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny because she doesn't have to learn Italian. Nope. Just me.
Just my spouse.
Okay, but you have still some time. But you could just get like are you married, right?
Right. Yeah. I could get like a spouse visa wherever we go.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to have my own.
Sure. Passport. Yeah, it is. It is. Because then you're not like so dependent. It's nice. Yeah. Trust me. I have made the experience. So, and why did you guys decide on Amsterdam?
It's funny, we didn't technically decide on it. So we decided on the Netherlands for so many reasons. But we ended up getting an agent to help us find housing, because the Netherlands just does have a bit of a housing crisis. Mm-hmm. And we were told it would be like really hard to find a place and like start searching immediately. And so we got an agent and we were like, oh, we don't really care where we live. Like we're open to whatever city. And then she just found us a place in Amsterdam and we got it like quickly. So like we didn't technically choose Amsterdam. We had always just assumed that it would be too hard to get a place here, but then it just worked out.
So. Right. But have you been there before?
I have. He had not.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I saw lots of photos and videos and I knew it would be charming. So, and it definitely is.
What did you expect?
I expected lots of canals and old buildings and rainy weather. We were used to rainy weather, though.
We are used to rainy weather. We're very used to this weather because Oregon, like Portland, is like rainy
all the time,
all year, and like, you know, from like November to like June, honestly. So it's not a shock for us.
Yeah. So that the weather is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we moved to the Netherlands for a lot of reasons. We had considered Portugal and Spain. And ultimately, like, we tried Spain and the visa just didn't work out because of some very strange rules that they have with their visa, with the digital nomad visa. And then we ended up just like pivoting to the Netherlands because of the visa they have with the DAFT. And it's funny because like John is more interested in like a sunny place to live, but like that's not what we ended up with. I don't mind the rain, but I don't think you mind though that much.
No, it's nice enough.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
I like riding my bike around, so.
Yeah. Well, summer is around the corner, so hopefully you have a few nice months. But you never know. Like sometimes the summer is just rainy. But sometimes the summer is also super hot, so. How long were you like thinking about moving abroad? Because you just said like you wanted to try another country first. So is it something you always thought of?
Oh gosh.
So ever since I studied abroad in Oxford in 2013. And ever since then I wanted to move abroad. And then when we met in 2016, I was like, I want to move to Europe. Like, if you're not into Europe or moving abroad, this won't work. I'd always known I wanted to live in Europe. I'm just not, like, I was not happy in America at all. And it, like, after 2016 and the election, like, it was time. And then, like, after Roe v. Wade got overturned, I was like, I'm getting out of here. I think that's when we kind of got more serious.
2021, 2022, Roe fell.
Yeah, so when Roe was overturned, and then there was the move abroad coach.
Oh, there's a move abroad coach.
So where does the story start? We had seen an advertisement for this like course we could take online on going over how to move to a different country. And we're like, sure, let's sign up and see what it's about. And just really fell in love with the concept and started working with them more intensely on, you know, how to choose a destination and what are the pros and cons of destinations. And then we also get into like how to find jobs if you want a remote job or a job on the ground. So
yeah,
really cool.
It was very helpful. I feel like that's what got us really serious.
Okay. Then you knew like how to actually do it or like technically.
Yeah. It felt like it was just a dream before that. Yeah. It was like, oh, this is impossible. We want to do it.
And John, have you been to Europe before?
Yeah, a couple times. I have been to Rome and France, and we actually did our honeymoon in London and Scotland. So,
okay.
Been around.
So, but it was always for vacation. It was not for longer stays. All right. So you knew a little bit what to expect, but not really.
A little. I mean, I have this problem with getting stuck in research mode. So I definitely did a ton of research before we pulled the trigger. So I had seen like all the videos on Amsterdam and all the blogs and websites.
Yep.
Yeah.
All of them.
It's like Amsterdam to me is always super famous, right? For back then it was famous because you could smoke pot legally in the coffee shops. Now it doesn't really, I don't know, doesn't really matter. But it's like so charming, but it's also still so little.
It is. Yeah. It's funny because like in Oregon, you can also smoke weed. So like it didn't, that wasn't a big draw for us. Like, it is very little. It was just nice. Like it's so different from the US where it's everything's sprawling. You know, it's very, very different. But yeah, you like it.
I do.
So what has been your experience so far? How was settling in?
Honestly, it was really wonderful until like our bodies had to adjust. So I got sick like within a week of arriving, And then a week later, he got sick. And then I got sick from what he got. I'm still recovering, like the cough. I think I have walking pneumonia, which I'm taking antibiotics, which is wonderful. But it's just like our bodies did struggle a bit. Like we kind of went a bit too hard, I think, the first few days. Yeah.
Okay.
We were kind of nonstop for the first couple weeks.
We were excited.
Like going places and buying things for the apartment.
Right. Yeah.
Trying to get settled and pushed ourselves too much.
Yeah.
So did you bring your things from Portland? Or did you?
We brought like suitcases, but that was
okay.
It. We got very lucky. Like the apartment that we chose, the girl who was moving out wanted to sell like most of her furniture to us.
Sure.
So we just bought all that. Mm-hmm. And then we had a few other things we got. Like I got a desk and stuff, but
sure.
It was really easy. Like we arrived and there was already a couch and a kitchen table and stuff.
Nice. Okay.
And then we got a bed, just like boring logistical stuff.
Yeah. But that helps.
It really helps. That's actually really common here, apparently. Like a lot of people will just sell their stuff because they don't want to move it. It's quite expensive to move it.
Yeah. And there are also always, I don't know, in Amsterdam, but furbished apartments for rent.
We weren't able to get that because we have cats. So that's one thing about like having pets because like there's a housing crisis here. So landlords can be quite picky.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have pets, like you're not going to be able to get something furbished.
Right. And so did your cats, was it just easy to take them? Did you get a visa for the cats as well?
I wouldn't call it easy. So it was fine. I mean, it was weird because like you have to get like basically the certified like certificate to show to like of health 10 days before you leave. So I don't know if this is how it is in other countries, but in the US at least, you have to like take your cat to the vet within 10 days, like not business days, like 10 actual days before you leave. And then they have to like send that certificate to the USDA, and they have to sign off that your cats are healthy enough to travel. And you have to get that back, and then you take that with you on the flight. That was probably the most stressful part, only because of like the really tight timeline. But it was fine. I mean, ultimately, it worked out. Our cats weren't thrilled to be on the plane. They were not the happiest kitties, so we drugged them with some gabapentin and like. I highly recommend doing that if you ever travel with cats. And like even like the flight was 10 hours and after 5 hours they woke up and were meowing and it was quite annoying. But it is what it is.
Oh wait, they were on the seats with you?
Yeah, they were under the seats.
Oh, I thought they were like where they have all the pets.
No, it would have been really nice to not have them up in my face meowing the whole time. But yes, they were under the seats in front of us.
Okay.
We also had like puppy like pee pads, which was a lifesaver because one of our cats is older. He's 16 and he did pee on the flight and we didn't even know because the puppy pee pads absorbed it.
Oh, that is good because they can be really stingy, huh?
Yeah, we didn't smell a thing.
Oh, that's good. Good.
Yeah. So anybody listening, get some puppy pee pads for under your cat.
Good. That's a good advice. Yes. So you got the apartment and everything settled in. And then what else did you have to take care of?
So we had to get bank accounts. We ended up choosing Bunk because you don't have to have a BSN for like 60 days.
I don't know what that is. So.
It's like the social security number.
Okay.
And then we also had to get like our biometrics done. So like fingerprints and such. And then we have our appointment on this Thursday, actually, to get our like official social security numbers, basically for here. And then after that, we have to like get phone numbers. Like basically, we're still in the process of like getting stuff, and it's already been like, you know, a month and a half. So it just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, like just lots of boring. Like you don't realize what you do in life until you move and you're like, oh right, I have all these things that I have to do.
Yeah,
like your phone number, your utilities, right. Your like internet, like everything is like, oh yeah, I have to deal with that and I have to like set it up here.
Yeah
but we I mean it was relatively easy. Everybody was really kind.
And you guys, I mean, it's Amsterdam. So, I mean, I've been there a bunch of times, and the Dutch people, they speak English in general fine, right? So you come by, you get by.
Yeah, we do get by. We've had like a few situations where people say like they don't, but then somebody in the area will and will help us translate. It's been fine. I mean, we want to learn Dutch. It's very strange. Like in Amsterdam, people are just like, oh, you don't need to learn it. Like English is fine. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, but like I want to learn it. Like I want to be respectful of the culture, you know, and like actually learn their language. So you plan to take some classes.
You want to take some classes just as like something like a community college evening?
Probably.
Yeah. We had heard about some free ones offered by the city or something. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and that's also like, you know, if the Italian citizenship doesn't work out, which it probably will, but if it doesn't, like we can, you know, like learn Dutch in the next couple of years and then get our.
Yeah, and I think it should be, besides the pronunciation, because it's kind of rough, right? With the and but I mean, there are so many words that are like from the English language.
Yes. Dutch is a really cool language. I don't know why I get so much hate. Like I see people hating on it all the time. And
oh,
I'm
really?
Like, it's at least like on, if you're like scrolling social media, right? I see people be like, oh, it's such a gross language. And I'm like, I love the Dutch language. Like it's such a cool language.
Do they say it because of the...
Probably, probably the government. Yeah, probably.
I mean, it sounds rough, but I mean, I'm from Germany, so my language also sounds kind of rough. And also, like, when I went to the Netherlands, everybody speaks German as well. So, you know, it was always, like, they speak all the languages. They already speak English, they speak German, and they speak Dutch.
And they speak a lot. It's very different from where we're from, where everybody's like, you need to learn English.
But I always thought they learned English, I mean, school, sure, but also they have the movies. They're not subbed.
That would
They're not dubbed. Sorry. So it was always like when they watched something, they just had subtitles. Yeah. And that's how they just got really comfortable with speaking it.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like people like to speak English. Like, it's funny. We met with a friend a couple weeks ago and he was like, yeah, people are very proud of the fact that they speak English. So they like want to speak English with you. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's interesting.
And how's it been like so far with your social life?
I think that's why we got sick, because I went really hard the first few weeks trying to make friends and stuff and such. We met some really awesome people already. What do you think, like for the most part?
How did you meet them?
Facebook groups.
Okay.
Bumble BFF. Mm-hmm. It's quite like sparse for men, but for women there's more people. I met quite a few people on Bumble BFF, and then we did the Facebook groups, and some people came in through that. And then, like, this is very random, but I, like, in my business, I was running ads,
mm-hmm.
and, like, a bunch of people saw that I live in Amsterdam and, like, reached out and were like, can we meet?
Okay, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, it's just very interesting how people find you.
Okay, and then did you guys and then you met in person, too?
Yeah. So we've met a few people in person. Just for
the other listeners, if they are like lonely, so did you actually then go meet them at a bar or did like go to a park?
Yeah, I think like you have to just make an effort mm-hmm. and you have to like force yourself to follow up a lot.
Yeah.
Because like it's very easy to just be like, yeah, let's meet. And then you like ghost each other like kind of on accident and like maybe forget to follow up. Which happens, like it's life, but I tried to make an effort mm-hmm. to be like, let's meet, let's like do this. Like if somebody says let's meet, I'll be like, how about this coffee shop on this day at this time? Like I'm just like very quick about it. Because I wanna make friends.
Yeah, you wanna make friends, yeah, exactly. But the people you meet, are they usually from anywhere or are they?
Let's see. So most of them I think we've met maybe a few Dutch people.
It's been a mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one couple we met, she was from Italy. He was from here. And then I met somebody who was from Portugal but lives here, like also everywhere, honestly, all over the world.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. But you also still are very new. So it takes time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. I tried to write letters to our neighbors to like try to get neighbors to talk to us, and like nobody.
Oh yeah, how is that process? I'm curious.
Nobody has messaged me back. It's I just do that like anywhere I live because having good neighbors is always really helpful. Uh-huh. But like, you know, the Dutch can be kind of like to themselves. That's like kind of the stereotype. And you know, I think I'll try again with a few other neighbors. But like, I like sent them to the ones closest to our apartment, and I'll try for other ones. But like, you know, they're just more reserved.
Are they younger or are they older? Or
I have no idea.
You have no idea. You haven't even seen them.
Our next door neighbor seems like our age, maybe.
Seems our age.
Okay.
He's been very friendly. I just think he doesn't speak much English. Mm-hmm. So all he said is welcome.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you people react to you guys being from America? Do they assume a lot of stereotypical stuff?
No, I haven't had that experience.
I haven't read anything. Yeah. People seem very nice.
People are super nice. And I will say, like, you know, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I'm from the US, unfortunately. Like, I'll, like, you know, self-deprecate a little. But everyone's been very kind, honestly. Like, I haven't had anybody be really weird about it ever. Have you?
No.
No.
Most people think I'm Dutch.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So,
because I'm really tall.
Oh, really, you're tall. Really tall, yes. So you fit in. See, I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, so you feel very just like, all right, I belong
here. I'm comfortable
here.
Walking around until somebody talks to me, and then I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, that's always why I don't like the Netherlands, because I'm really small, and I'm like, everybody is like a giant.
That was one thing I noticed, is like, I don't feel special anymore because everyone's my height.
Okay, so in the US,
where I'm from, like, I was like, I was the tall guy.
Okay, yeah. Not anymore. Yeah, the Dutch are tall people. Mm. John, since you are kind of in the middle of looking for work, is the application process different than in the US?
Not really, since I'm a software engineer. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very international type of skill to bring. And so a lot of the places I've talked to are very international environments, and they have people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And the main language is English.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't feel like the process has been much different.
Okay.
Have they asked for like a CV with like your picture or anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay. I was just curious.
Because like, I know in Germany, they also ask for the picture. I'm not sure in the Netherlands.
I think they don't as much here, but.
No, but also like in tech, they often ask for your LinkedIn anyway. Mm. And that's where my photo is.
Right.
Yeah. So they know.
You just kind of expect people to look at your LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's probably covered by that.
I feel like the job market for software engineers is pretty good. Yeah, I feel like you've gotten a lot of bites. You have recruiters reach out to you all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just going to pick the best grape. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you still have to, like, you know, interview and, like,
yeah,
a lot of times you have to do, like, a take-home, you know, assessment.
Yeah, sometimes they'll have you build something at home to see how you build software.
Okay,
I
see.
Have you talk about it, yeah.
Okay, so it's almost like it's like a test kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh, sure. That makes sense. And so, and have you guys figured out the difference between Netherlands and Holland?
Yeah, so they say that Holland is part of the Netherlands. It's like a section. Whereas like the Netherlands is just like the whole country. That's what we've been told. There's probably more intricacies to it.
Do you know which section?
I think Holland is
like
more north,
Western,
right?
Or northwestern. Northwestern. It's like the big cities of.
But is it a state? No, it's not a state, right?
I don't think it's a state.
It just refers to like an area.
Like it's, I think technically no Amsterdam is in North Holland,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And but it doesn't have also something to do with the royals, with the queen?
Maybe. Possibly. I haven't heard that. Mm-hmm. It's so That's funny. I always forget that there's royalty here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like just nobody talks about it except I guess there's going to be a holiday.
I mean, the only famous royals are the Windsors, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but the other ones have some too. But I mean, it's not as present or something.
Yeah.
Because that's what I always thought. Like, Holland has something to do with the royals and I have no idea. I'm going to look it up later so I can. Yeah. I don't seem so dumb. I will, like, add this to the end of the podcast episode. I don't know. Just to clarify so what it is. I asked this before, like, expectations-wise, but is there, like, anything, like, cliche that is, like, true or not true?
Yeah, I mean, the cliche, I think, that is definitely true is that everybody bikes everywhere, which is so nice. Like, we finally got bikes, and, like, we biked around all day, like, doing our errands, and it was so easy and help and nice.
Everything is flat.
Everything is really flat, and, like, the bikes, like, everything's built so well for bikes that, like, I don't feel unsafe, which is so nice, because that's just not the reality, like, in a lot of American cities.
Yeah.
What else? What other cliches have been very true?
I think the one time we experienced Dutch directness was at the store when we were asking about hooks, like some hooks to stick on the wall. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, do you have these kinds of hooks with the sticky backs? And the girl was just like, no, we don't have those. And we're like, oh, thanks. Okay.
It's
because, like, in the US, usually the person working would try to sell you on something else.
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, come look at this thing over here. It could possibly work for you. So,
yeah, that's right. I think
that.
Yeah. I do actually really like how direct they are, because sometimes, like, you just don't know how to read people's body language that well, or, like, read what they're actually saying. And it's just easier if they're just like no or yes, you know,
because don't waste your time.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I feel like it's just a cliche of, like, it's so charming and gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous. Like, it's just so beautiful.
Maybe I'm still in the honeymoon phase, but even just riding around today and seeing the canals and the old buildings and the windmills and stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in a fairy tale here.
Yeah, I remember always, like, there are a lot of secondhand markets.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And what else? People live on houseboats.
Yeah, we noticed that too in the canals.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because, like, I hear that, like, Europeans find it really annoying when Americans, like, have these rose-colored glasses on when it comes to Europe. And they're like, oh, but, like, you know, like, they find it very annoying when you're constantly talking about how amazing Europe is. But when you're from America and it's a fucking shit show. Sorry, it's a shit. And when it's a shit show, I'll try not to cuss. It really is, like, so much better to live here. Like, it's... I don't even know how to describe how much better it is. And I like in Portland, for example, like, there have been, like, two shootings near our houses when we lived there, you know, and I just feel a lot safer ultimately. Okay. And that's definitely a cliche I think is very accurate, is that it's very safe here.
Okay. And what is there that you don't like? Is there anything?
The housing crisis. Yeah, that's the hardest part. I think it can be very stressful to imagine, like, if we stay here, you know, and we buy a house, like, what's that going to look like? And, like, it's just, that's probably the most stressful part. Because, like, it's your housing. It's such an important thing. What do you think?
But is it in terms of that there are a lot of homeless people on the streets?
Or no, is it just it's
that
more,
it's expensive and that
it's more hard? That it's expensive. Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah. I mean, like, we're paying very similar amounts to what we paid in Portland, but, like, we, you know, I think it's just more stressful because, like, landlords have more power in general. So, but that's probably, like, something you don't have to deal with, like, all the time. You deal with it, like, when you move, right?
I think that's, I think, a cultural thing as well, I feel, because I feel Americans, they more want to own a house. And versus in Europe, a lot of people are just renting and they don't care if they own.
Yeah, it's funny. We owned twice in the US and I hated owning, honestly. Uh-huh.
I'm with you. I hate it too.
I don't, it's not fun. It's, I mean, it's just so much responsibility. And like, I will say we tend to like not really like settle. Yeah. We don't know how to settle. We just,
I think we moved every year for the first, what, 6 years of our relationship.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So. But like in within Portland.
No, like we moved within Portland, but then we moved to New York for a minute and then we moved back to Portland and then, you know, here, like we just, yeah, we get bored.
Okay.
Moving around.
Yeah. So maybe you get bored from Amsterdam in 2 years too, because it's so small.
Maybe.
I think if anything, like, I don't know, we maybe get bored of our neighborhood. Like, I think we're just, honestly, we're kind of addicted to change. I think like some people are very scared of change. I think that's like the opposite of us.
Okay.
Some truth.
You know, it's kept things interesting.
Do you, but is there anything that you miss so far?
I definitely miss Portland. It's a beautiful city. Mm-hmm. I miss parts of Portland, like the trees, the hiking, the nature, but I don't miss America whatsoever. I don't miss really anything about America other than, like, if I could put Portland here.
But you like it, you don't like America because of politics? Or like, if you take politics aside?
I think it's the way of life. So when we were, like, the U.S., like, the politics are obviously a hot mess. But, like, there's so many more things that are hard. So, for example, the work culture is really messed up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure in some, you know, European cities, there's more of a workaholic culture. But like in the US, like the workaholism and the expectations from companies is insane.
Yeah.
Like,
I know my husband also works for tech. And so he comes home and sometimes it's like, oh, wait, I just got an important email.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, but that is not always the case.
Yeah, I think like, I mean, John, you were working like 12-hour days. Like the expectation was just like constantly working and like.
Did you work for a startup?
It sounds
like a startup.
You would call it a scale up because it was, you know, there were 1,000 people.
Okay.
But it was still a very intense environment.
Uh-huh.
As a software engineer, they have what's called on-call shifts. So,
oh,
you know, phone ring at 2 a.m. and you have to go fix something at 2 a.m. And
oh, that sucks. No, they should not have it. I would not work for that.
Yeah.
See. I mean, that was like something that they threw on you that you had no choice but to do.
Ah, okay.
The environment changed to that.
Yeah.
And that's actually when they lost a lot of people. But
I bet. Right. I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no protections in the U.S. That's the thing. Like, there's quite literally no worker protections in many, many states. And so, like, your employer can just do whatever they want. Like, and then you have these situations where, like, they make you go on call or, like, you end up, you know, getting fired for, like, no reason or whatever it is. And there's just no, like, vacation time built in. Like, there's a lot of reasons why burnout happens very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons I decided to start my own business because I can like run my own schedule, which has been really wonderful. But, you know, I think watching you get really burned out, I was like, it's time for us to just leave and like try something different with our lives because, you know, you were like suffering for like a year and a half until you finally left.
What is the vacation time in the Netherlands?
5 weeks, maybe 25 days or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's zero in the U.S., you know,
yeah,
like,
there's no, like,
there's none
legally mandated.
Some companies have it. If you work for a nice company, they give you some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you work for a good company, they'll give you some. I think
there's a strange kind of political thing that happens in tech where like they'll tell you you have unlimited vacation.
Yep.
But then if you take some time off, your team starts to look at you badly.
Right.
For not contributing for a while, and so it turns into nobody taking time off ever.
Yeah, it's like this peer pressure kind of bullying almost feeling.
Yeah,
it's kind of terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's just how it is in a lot of, you know, workaholic cultures. Like, it's just like you have to work, and like you don't really have a choice, otherwise you're seen as a problem.
Mm.
You know? So
there's that.
There's that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the whole of the U.S. is awful. There is like the car culture is more annoying than people think. It's more community based here because like there's walkable cities, right? Like you can walk around and bike around, whereas like that's just not a thing in the U.S. I'm sorry if you can hear our cat meowing. She's having a feeling, some feelings. But yeah, it's like the car-centric nature makes it hard to have community. And there's like this concept of like a third place is very important for, you know, community building, right? But like that's not really a thing in the U.S. I think right now, like third places don't really exist anymore. And it's just different in the Netherlands. Like you do feel a sense of camaraderie when you're just like walking around the city for hours because you can't, you know? Is there anything that you missed about the U.S.?
Only the trees. Like the trees and the nature. There's some really beautiful nature, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to the beach.
Yeah, we can go to the beach. They have some beautiful parks here. It's just not quite, like, as wild, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, as like, parts of the U.S.
Yeah.
But it's still beautiful in many ways. Like, there's still a lot of green. They still have lots of parks. It's very, like, family-friendly here, surprisingly.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, just riding my bike around and how often I'll see just like a giant park built for children or an outdoor gym to work out or a soccer field. It's like everywhere.
Yeah.
It's surprising and comforting, honestly.
And so are you guys planning on visiting your family?
Eventually.
But since you just got there... You might just go for the holidays.
Not anytime soon. It'll probably be, you know, a while. Hopefully my family will visit us at some point here. Maybe your family will, depending.
Yeah, we're kind of trying to inspire them to visit us.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. It's just like, we'll have to see them like once a year, ultimately. Sure. Or something like that. Yeah.
But I mean, you're in a nice place, so they can come visit and then they have plenty to do.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And there is a direct flight from Portland.
Right.
Where my family is, so they can come straight here.
Yeah. You're so new. Is there still some products where you think, oh, I wish I had whatever, chocolate bar or something?
I mean, there's definitely been like some skincare that I miss that was, you know, like you get used to the products that you use where you live and then suddenly you're like, oh, that doesn't exist and everything is in Dutch. And I'm like, what does this mean? What is this? But for the most part, we haven't missed a ton. Like, have you missed any like particular products from the U.S.?
No, I don't use many products. So
men.
Yeah.
I mean, like there are some skincare brands that like, cause so we're both vegan, you know, and I try to support like, you know, vegan skincare products, like relative, like don't test on animals, things like that. And I just don't know what those products are here. So I'm like, okay, I'll just like see what I can find.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think like, I don't really miss anything crazy. The supermarkets here are really, really nice. Mm-hmm. Lots of different options and the produce is great.
Have you found your new favorite Dutch product or thing, food?
Yeah, probably too many. We have like, they have like chocolate rice cakes here. I don't know if that's like a thing in other countries. They also have like
the round ones.
Yes.
The usually really plain ones, the kind of dry ones. Oh yeah, they do have them in caramel and everything too, right?
They're so tasty. Then we also like, the Dutch very like potatoes a lot. And there's just like a ton of like prepared potatoes,
okay,
which is super nice.
Right, the fries. They have like the Dutch sauce, right?
Yes, which is really
I don't
nice.
Know if it, that else? Is vegan though, because I think it's like mayonnaise based or something. They might have it in vegan.
There's a lot of like vegan options in Amsterdam.
Yeah, in
like,
Amsterdam, I'm sure.
Juice, yeah. What other products are you liking?
Margot's is coming to mind.
Yeah, it's like a bakery that we go to.
Pastry shop.
Okay.
Amazing pastries.
Yes. Just thinking about it is making me hungry.
Yeah.
We're still figuring things out too.
Yeah. So do you feel like already settling it is almost done?
I think the logistics like are still kind of up in the air because we still have to like just do boring things like get our BSNs Thursday and then like use that to get this and that. Like, it's just very like boring logistics. Mm-hmm. But like, if you're thinking of like, oh, I feel settled as like here, I feel very settled and I would be like very surprised if I couldn't stay. Like, I already feel like this is home for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, after getting really sick for a couple of weeks, uh-huh. I was like, okay, I'm home now.
Yeah.
Like, I was on the couch watching Netflix for almost 2 weeks. Just like, ugh.
Oh my God, so that's a long time.
That's a you know, a marker that this is home.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not fun getting sick so much. And it was just like back to back. We were just dealing with stuff, which like new germs, you know, makes sense, but it was
right.
Just
really annoying. Yeah. 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 New germs. And it's still like cold there, I guess, especially like beginning of March.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's been a bit cold. Yeah.
It's warming up a little, but the rain is still very here.
Yeah. No.
Very rainy.
But you're used to it, right? So yeah. It's okay.
We are.
There is like no bad weather. It's just bad clothing.
Yep. What they say here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think I got most of my questions.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for taking your time. No, sorry, I always say this wrong. Thank you for taking the time. I will cut this out. Yes, that was Monica's and John's interview. And we recorded this about a month ago. So I think by now they have finished all their boring errands. And thanks again for the great tips, Monica, if you want to move abroad with a cat. So that was great. Okay, so now I did a little bit of research. I did a little bit of Googling for the difference between Netherlands and Holland. So, okay, the Hollands, south and north, are just provinces, whereas the Kingdom of the Netherlands is the country. But the big cities, Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and The Hague, are in the Hollands, and it's just very popular with foreigners to call it Holland, even though officially it's the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Okay, so we clarified this, and now I wanted to ask you, the listener, if you have any questions that you would like me to ask my guests. So if you do, then please let me know and send me an email at worldscollide123pod@gmail.com or reach out to me on Instagram at worldscollidepod or Threads or even TikTok. Actually, I'm not 100% sure how to reach out on TikTok, but you can find me there anyway. This was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it so much. And I hope you will tune in again next week. And before I forget, the next few episodes that are coming up are actually stories about countries or stories from my guests who've been to countries that we not have yet talked about in the podcast. So this is super exciting. And I hope you tune in for this next week and the week after and the week after. So yeah, that was it. And yeah, I hope to hear you again next week. Bye.